Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I watched his, whatever you want, I can't even call it a press conference because he didn't even take questions, but that awkward delivery with, I'm not even sure. So, all right, so the interpreter gets fired. We know that. It's his buddy, his longtime friend. He's basically done everything. They've been attached at the hip for the last 6 years since he came to the States to play baseball with the Angels. So, you know, he waits, whatever it was, 3 days. They get back from the series in South Korea. He didn't talk to the media after that second game against the Padres late last week. They come back to the States. They got a season to continue to get ready for, and we get word, okay, he's going to address the situation, and he's going to, quote-unquote, speak to the media on Monday. And sort of an impromptu thing. We didn't really know what to expect. And having watched the whole thing live and then watching back some of it, I got to be honest with you. I felt really bad for the gentleman who works for the Dodgers that did this with him, and they put up his title on the board. I guess he works for the team. Clearly, he knows how to. He can interpret Japanese, but it was just. It almost felt like this. It felt like they had this guy sit down with Ohtani in a room somewhere before they went out and presented this situation with Ohtani. At times reading from prepared notes or a statement. And it was almost as if they pulled this guy off the street and said, hey, do you speak Japanese or can you interpret? Okay, we need you to translate for Ohtani here. And it's a very complicated, sensitive situation, but here's the gist and the bullet points of what's going on. And we need you to interpret and give his answers to the gathered media here. And if you watched or heard any of the clips from this, again, he made a statement. They did not take any questions. They did not let anybody film any of this outside of MLB Network. That's how I watched it. They cut into spring training action and showed it. And I guess it aired on a local Dodgers. I don't know if it was TV or radio, but they very much tried to control how this was being put out, how it was being consumed, so on and so forth. So I just thought the whole thing came across as very awkward to me. And it was interesting that on MLB Network, as soon as he finished and they cut back to the studio, Matt Vasgersian was there with, I'm not sure who the other guy was, but it was a two-man team in the studio. And Vasgersian, who did a lot of Angel games, knows Ohtani well, and they both came away saying, oh, this was a lot more than we thought we were going to get, and he was so transparent, and he was emotional, and he was this, he was that. I mean, that's all well and good, but to me, Shohei Ohtani's version of this story still doesn't add up. And I'm not saying that he's, you know, really the guy that has the gambling problem or that he bet on baseball or that these were his bets, so whatever the case may be. Maybe he just was covering for his buddy or his friend. But I'll say this. The idea, I can even buy that, hey, because this guy's his close friend and his interpreter and he's very involved in what he does day to day, I can buy the idea that the interpreter had access to his bank accounts. I can buy that. What I don't understand for the life of me, and maybe it's just ignorance or it's me thinking about this through the lens of what how I would handle or what I would do or what my conscience would be. So let's say that the interpreter really was stealing this money to cover millions of dollars of gambling debt. The version of the story that Ohtani just gave to us on Monday was that he not only did he have no idea that any of this was happening, but that the interpreter went into the Dodgers clubhouse after that first game against the Padres, just minutes after we saw the two of them on the TV broadcast in the ninth inning with the Dodgers an out away from closing out the Padres, and they're talking, smiling, laughing in the dugout. And Ohtani's version of the story is that we went into the clubhouse, and I see that my interpreter is going to address the team, and he reveals, hey, this story's coming out. I've got this big gambling problem and all these debts and just want to make everybody aware. And Ohtani says, I was kind of understanding what he was saying, but I didn't have anybody So his interpreter, who is there to help him understand things that are said in English, is addressing the Dodgers, his teammates, essentially his coworkers and his employer, because you've got coaches and I'm sure, you know, team management people there in the clubhouse as well. So he's revealing this huge bombshell, essentially to everybody except Ohtani. And Ohtani says, well, he told me that he wanted to speak one-on-one later on when we get back to the team hotel. So I ask you this, put yourselves in their shoes. Okay, if you're the interpreter and this is your guy, this is you're there to protect him, help him, he's your buddy, you're attached at the hip, and you're gonna come clean that you've been stealing millions of dollars from him and you're at the center of this scandal and you've lied and you've deceived and you've done all these terrible things. Would you go into the same room as your buddy and essentially reveal this in another language to all these other people before you came clean to your friend? That to me makes absolutely no sense. So I don't know. You could say cover up. You could say it's the interpreter's the fall guy for Ohtani. Ohtani's covering for the interpreter. However you want to build your theory on what actually happened, I don't for a second buy the version of events that was outlined for us by Shohei Ohtani via this. I'm going to call him an interpreter. I think he has more of a title with the Dodgers, who was thrust into this situation. And you could see on his face and listening to him kind of and ah his way through translating these answers from Ohtani was clearly not versed on how to deal with this whole thing. And I thought that came across as very awkward and clumsy. So I don't know anything about Shohei, the person. Really, none of us do, to the point where he got married without anybody really knowing it until he showed up and said, oh, by the way, I got married. Dave Roberts was like blindsided by that. It's a brand new organization he's playing for. They're still getting to know him. And you've got this massive situation going on now. He takes 3 days to collect his thoughts. I can't take any questions because it's an ongoing investigation, which is always what people can fall back on. I'm sorry, I can't speak on it. I can't answer your questions because, and I understand there is a legal side of this. It's a federal investigation into the, for lack of a better phrase, a legal sports book. There's the MLB side of it because they're finally going to get involved and investigate after basically people are pleading for begrudgingly like, okay, fine, we'll look into it, fine. And like I said, I'm not accusing him. I'm not saying that, you know, this is, hey, Ohtani's gambling on baseball. He's betting on baseball and this is some sort of massive situation, but clearly somewhere along the way something changed and this story is completely out of whack. The original ESPN version of events, which included statements from both the interpreter and members of Ohtani's camp, and then once this came out and became public, they completely flip and do a 180. So something doesn't add up. Something's missing. Somebody's not telling the full truth or any truth whatsoever. So I understand maybe Ohtani has got to cover himself and the Dodgers want him to cover himself and make it seem like, hey, I had absolutely nothing to do with this. There's no way I could have known. But just the timeline of events for me does not add up at all. So I don't know actually what happened. Maybe it's not, obviously I don't know what happened. Maybe it's not as big of a deal as I'm making it out to be. But all I can go off of is
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What he's delivering to us and what he's saying. And I'm sorry, I came away from what he had to say with the same amount of questions, if not even more questions. So if he's not going to answer them, I guess we'll have to wait to see what the investigation uncovers. From baseball side of things, do I believe that they're going to do an objective job with it? I don't. So I guess we'll have to rely on the federal side of things and what becomes of that. You get high-paid lawyers involved. I mean, I'm sure we're probably never going to fully get to the bottom of it, but it's a very bizarre story. It's a bizarre situation. And the way that they came out and presented it with 3 days to prepare and decide how they wanted to handle this, to me, came across as very clumsy and unprepared. So you can say, hey, Ohtani was trying to be honest and raw with it. But when you're dealing with answers that are being translated and the person that's translating them for you is having to take notes and check with Ohtani and basically, you know, confirm, hey, is this what you said? Is this what you meant? And really wasn't able to deliver it with any sort of fluidity. Like, they would have been better off going with a prepared statement, I think, so that the interpreter wouldn't be kind of guessing, but... Well, we did this, that. It just, there was no flow to it whatsoever. So maybe we're not owed that, but if you're going to take the time to put this out there, I would have expected it to be put together a little bit better than it was. Just my 2 cents on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.